Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Rob Seachin. How are you, Rob?
I'm great.
And Rob is the CEO of New Edge Wealth. Here's what I want to say. Not everyone in the world has heard about this, but people I have heard of, I have spoken with who've heard about it, say it's a completely different model, and it's very targeted towards CEOs, entrepreneurs, executives.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you talk? You are, Rob, in a highly competitive market. How do you differentiate yourself?
You're right. It is a highly competitive market. There's a lot of firms that do wealth management. There's a lot of firms that do wealth management for high net worth individuals, family offices, institutional clients, the type of clients we serve. And if you think about the roster of clients that we would target, it's corporate executives, it's successful entrepreneurs, family offices, generational wealth in families, and then institutions, because that's become an important part of how we deliver advice to the other parts of the ecosystem. This is foundations, endowments, private equity firms, and private equity professionals. And, you know, when I think about how we've built our model, it is absolutely a disruption model. This is not your old foundational way of doing wealth management. Don't think stodgy private banks. In fact, don't even think large wirehouses that have private wealth businesses. Completely different than that. What we are coming in to try to do is sit on the same side of the table as the client and be a customer of the street. And by being a customer of the street, you expand the menu, you better price, you wrap it and take advantage of some of the finest technology out there, in which you can deliver is an experience to a client that has a lot of structural advantage. In fact, Robert, if I were to say to you, you've just sold your business, or you're a corporate executive and you're really, really wealthy, wouldn't you want to avail yourself to the ideas, the best ideas that every firm has to offer? Because let's just be honest, no one firm has a monopoly on great ideas, products, or services. And so what we've done is we've created a platform, we've created an ecosystem that drives better outcomes. Ultimately, that's what it's all about, is achieving better outcomes through superior planning, differentiated access, differentiated insight, we think better advice.
So let's talk about, let's take one at a time. Let's take CEOs, maybe part of your core bread and butter. What challenges do you think right now CEOs are facing from a financial investing perspective? And we know that they don't want to spend all their time focused on that, but they want their portfolio to perform right. And they also have restricted stock, 144, 145, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Boils down to complexity and time. Too much complexity, not enough time for this type of audience. And, you know, I've spent my entire career working with this audience, and some of the most respected CEOs and entrepreneurs in the industry, even some people that work in and around finance, where you would have the assumption that they are wildly sophisticated about what they're doing personally. You know, whether it relates to corporate compensation structures, deferred comp, retirement plans, life insurance, stock options, and the whole litany of things that they have to think about, asset location, asset allocation. You know, when you think about it, they do not have the time or the inclination, because most of their success is ingrained in the success of their company, to focus on their personal affairs. And it almost becomes like a shoemaker's shoes situation. And when you think about why wealthy families set up family offices, and really what we are is a multifamily office construct, right? Mm. And they do that to expand the menu, better price, create access, create better outcomes. That's why they do it. And so what we've done is we've done that in a framework that allows any corporate executive, really any wealthy business person, to extract all the benefits of having their own family office without creating more of a headache because they have to run that structurally. And so that is what we've done. I think where the big firms struggle to do that is they've reached an inflection point where they can no longer keep pace with the needs of this type of client demographic. They're more a one-size-fits-all approach to the business with some curation, some customization, but really not a bespoke delivery. And part of that has to do with risk management on their part. I don't care if you're a private bank or an ultra high net worth firm, it's a branded big firm. They have to manage to the lowest common denominator. And so whether that's the lowest common denominator client or whether that's the lowest common denominator advisor, right? In a regulatory framework that's really quite own risk, that their main objective is firm protection. It's not client advocacy. That's number one. Number two, I guess we just don't believe in one-stop shopping. When I was at these firms, I was really not an advisor. I was a product salesperson disguised as an advisor because I could only represent the products that that firm had to offer. Yes, there was some open architecture, but there was so much heavy curation that you couldn't select the best of everything. So just take lending as an example. If you were looking for a mortgage and you truly wanted to do what was best for the client, you'd shop a multitude of banks and make sure that that client felt that you had represented their interest in every one of these relationships, these two-way market relationships. And there's so many examples beyond investing where a two-way marketplace betters outcome. So when I think about it, you can rest assured when you're with NewEdge, which, by the way, is not some small firm. The aggregate assets of our company are $150 billion. The wealth business is $30 billion. That's focused on individuals and institutions. In the family business is $10 billion within that ecosystem. And it's, so you're still picking a very safe choice, but it's a safe choice that avails you to an entire ecosystem that you can put in competition with one another to, again, better the advice. So we are sitting with you as we face that ecosystem. And remember, these are clients that their main mindset is, how do I protect my family? Most of these people that we work with have or will have more money than they will consume in a lifetime. And when I sit from in the seat that I'm in today, and I look back at where I was, and I'm truly honest with myself, I know that we were not truly open architecture before, right? We were not, because I couldn't reach out to as many places as I do today and change outcomes. I think if you have a client and they're looking at a wirehouse, they need to dig deeper and ask, how is that wirehouse or larger firm or private bank being compensated? What is the vetting process and who's performing that function? A lot of times it's a very young person who's new to the seat. Are the managers that they are bringing, or are the solutions that they are bringing, geared towards that audience? Not a broad audience, that audience. And when you can access that in a way where you see everything, I will tell you that the solution will be different in 95% of the time, better in each vertical. But if you add up the sum of all that, it's going to create a significant difference for this audience. We are entering into a low return world. So clients have to not only use our ecosystem to be different, They have to think differently. And what does that look like? Well, in a low return world, you know, you got to do the plain vanilla and you got to do it really well. Well, what is the plain vanilla? Well, if you're an index, and many clients believe in indexing, you want to do tax loss harvesting. If you're an index, you might want to put some risk management on top of that index, because you can ill afford in a major drop. It's going to take a lot to get back. So what you want to do is smooth out the path traveled. You also want to make sure you've heard this concept of being a stock picker. Well, what does that really mean? It means being risk-minded. You've seen in the latest earnings releases that if a company misses earnings, it's punished three times the rate as it has been historically. So you want to be mindful of mitigating those misses. We have technology, know-how, we have resource that helps mitigate that. So that's on the plain vanilla side.
We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to ask what everyone wants to know. What is Rob's advice on investing in 2023? Back in a few.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Rob Sechin, who is the CEO of New Edge Wealth. And what's interesting is they have a very different type model that is truly customized to CEOs. So what advice do you have? You know, let's say, for example, you had someone, I just sold my business, I just got $80 million. And now I'm saying, what do I do in this crazy market? What is your advice to that person, that entrepreneur?
So if you just had a transaction, I would tell you have to hit the pause button first. And the reason you have to hit the pause button first is you need to spend some time up front identifying the target you're shooting at. Because to achieve a proper financial outcome, you know, with anything with a dollar sign in front of it, really what you have to do is understand what the objective is. And so few firms start with the objective, they tend to lead with the solution. And the solution becomes clear when you know
That's just what you were saying about your differentiator is everyone is talking products. When you're talking, you're building the relationship and having the open architecture to deliver whatever they need.
You know, to do this successfully, you have to be a process engineer, really. And each part of the process matters, and each part of the process helps dictate a higher probability outcome. So whether that's data intake, understanding client needs and objectives, understanding market landscape, positioning, how to take that positioning and really make the allocation effective for the time that we're in, which is really the question you're asking, and I'll get to that, but then constantly stay on top of it. And what we find is that oftentimes investors can be very successful at one part of that, maybe two parts of that. But this is a virtuous ecosystem that when you do it right, it helps build on itself and again drive better outcomes. So when I think about where we are today, let's presume that we've done all that and we know where we want to position, but we're trying to assess the context of where we are in the market. And where we are is in a very difficult place. I think many people are going to be seduced by what has worked over the last 10 years. And we don't think the past is prologue. And there's a reason for that. And it basically centers around the fact that we are in a completely different policy regime than we have been. We're in a completely different interest rate backdrop than we have been. We're in an environment where, whether you call it structural or Fed-induced, we have inflation. And that inflation is the greatest threat to our long-term prosperity. The Fed knows this, and they do not want to repeat the mistakes of Arthur Burns in the 70s and pause and reignite inflation. So what I think is going to happen as we look out prospectively, there are always going to be cheap assets. Always. In any market environment, you can find something that's cheap, attractive, is going to drive a better outcome.
You clearly have a model that's highly targeted towards the entrepreneur selling their business. And that's where I guess you start working with them after they sell their company.
Not necessarily. That's not true. In fact, we understand the benefits of investing in a relationship, you know, before there's an opportunity there. We're a successful company, and we know that many of these executives would say to us, well, where were you when I really needed you?
And we're about to cut into time, so I want to ask, number one, if a CEO entrepreneur is interested, what's the website they go to?
So it's www.newedgewealth.com.
I could have almost guessed that. Final question. You only have a little over a minute left, but you coached your kids a lot and helped them. Talk about what you learned from them as a coach, because now you're coaching clients and you're coaching all of the executives.
You know, life, advice, everything's about what you can incorporate into making better decisions and driving better outcomes. You know, I love being a dad. I have four beautiful children, and I have their extended friend family is what I would say. And I coached many of them, and it's one of the most rewarding things I've done in my life. We had a lot of success on the playing field, probably punched above our weight quite a bit, and passion has a lot to do with that. I don't want to discount passion, but what I'm most proud of is seeing those kids become successful adults. We have some professional athletes that were in that group. We had many Division I athletes, and in several cases, I've hired those kids here. And what I love about their attitude and their approach to the business is they are brutally hard workers. And I think that if I had to say what sports has done for them, it's teach them how to get knocked down and get back up again. And it's taught them that hard work equals success. And everything that we do is taking something off the plate of our client and helping them do it better. One last thing I'd like to close on, Robert, if you allow me, is that I was an advisor my entire professional career until just recently. I, you know, became CEO of this company, and boy, has it been a blast being a CEO. Love motivating people. But this firm was built by advisors for advisors and their clients. We understand that we have to have a client-first mentality. And, you know, I think that we are not a firm-first mentality here, because we know that the net present value of doing the right thing is going to be great for our company. So leave it at that.
There you have it. Rob, I want to say what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button?
The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Kevin Samuelson. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great, Robert. Thanks very much for having me.
And it's a pleasure. Kevin is the CEO of Infor. Now, This is a different type software company than any in the world. So let's just start there, because we know today everyone's calling themselves, even when I interviewed Land O'Lakes, oh, we're a software company. Everyone is calling themselves, but you really have a different take and approach. Talk about what Infor does.
We've been around for almost 20 years, and the whole idea when we started the company is that we see that there's extraordinary value in the technology we provide. I mean, what we do runs the most critical elements of operations for some of the largest manufacturers and hospitals, and we work on supply chains, so things that are so important to how companies run their business. But what we've seen in the industry is that while companies understood the importance of the kind of software that we provide, they're extraordinarily afraid because there are so many stories of companies trying to adopt ERP software, but it taking so much longer and being so much more expensive than they anticipate. And so the upsider value just isn't there. So we took a very different approach and said, we don't just want to write the software itself. We want to bring with that a massive amount of industry expertise so that when we show up to a company that could be a customer, we bring the software, which is written specifically for that industry, as well as the expertise. And then we take in ownership for the entire process. And the reason there is that allows us to get the customer to enjoying the value of the technology faster, but then that allows us to innovate within an industry over the long term. So they don't just get value more quickly, but there's constant innovation that they benefit from. So it's very different. We only focus on a few industries, and we go very deep with people and with products. So that's quite different than the alternatives in the market.
Absolutely. And so let's talk manufacturing for a minute. There is an unprecedented supply chain challenge that everyone is facing. Give me an example of a manufacturing company that you've worked with and how your industry expertise helps and maybe the impact that that has on supply chain.
Let me give you maybe a couple of examples. So as it relates to supply chain, Nike's a great one. You can imagine Nike has an unbelievably complicated supply chain. They source from all over the world, they manufacture everywhere, and they are a complete global distributor. And with all of the global disruptions that we're seeing, managing their supply chain is unbelievably important to their business success. And so we provide products that allow them to see in real time exactly where each cargo ship is, each element of their entire supply chain, and then be able to take that data and use it to drive much more efficient sourcing as well as distribution. But a lot of the supply chain issues also come down to how companies manufacture. And being much more efficient on the manufacturing floor is one of the ways to sort of get at supply chain risk. And so we work with companies like Aston Martin to assemble what are extremely high-end, very customized cars, and working to make that a much, much more efficient process that requires fewer people and fewer steps and lots more efficiency, which then, of course, benefits the supply chain. So we think about supply chain not just through the supply chain itself, but all the ancillary pieces, and then write and install software that helps companies address those.
You have an expertise in healthcare, which you mentioned. Give an example of something you're doing in healthcare to transform it.
You can imagine healthcare has been a pretty amazing sector to work in with technology over the last couple of years. So I'll give you one, and we could talk about more if you'd like. But as you can imagine, if you're running a hospital over the last couple of years, you've got all sorts of issues. And we all read in the papers and online about supply chain issues. And certainly those exist, and we have supply chain tools. But if you talk with most hospitals, their number one issue is actually people. The stress and strain of the last few years has resulted in fewer folks actually working in healthcare, and there's so much more demand. And then you add on to that the fact that most hospitals are financially strained, and one of the only ways they can get at this issue with people is overtime. So not only do they have a people issue, they have a financial issue. So we saw this coming. We have a product that is built just for managing people within a hospital and doing scheduling. And we can then put in place technology that says, for example, we can look at all of the nurses, understand all of their different licensing that they've and skill sets that they have, and in real time schedule them at the optimal time in the optimal place. And we can even do that down to a patient level to know what's the severity of each patient, therefore how much nurse time is needed. And that allows hospitals to be much more adroit with putting people in the right place at the right time, as well as managing their bottom line. And because we're absolutely focused on healthcare with the products and with our people, It allows us to see these problems earlier, put them in the technology, and roll them out much, much more quickly.
So when you look at industry disruption, you are disrupting the whole concept of ERP like no one else has, but you also have clients and you're helping them disrupt. What's your advice to CEOs who are all dealing with that today?
You started the conversation with all companies are software companies at some level. And there's a truth to that. I think when you look at just how much change is occurring in our economies, how much change is occurring around the globe, everyone is trying to figure out how to best deploy technology as an actual tool to help them absorb and benefit from all of the change. And I think if there's one single message to get across to folks, it's not to get too broad as it relates to problems that are solved, as well as your expectations for technology. And really holding your technology partners to business outcomes, and where I think a lot of companies perhaps get a little bit lost, is trying to have technology fix and do so many things without specific business outcomes. And that's where cost overruns occur, project issues result, and the like.
That's what I love about the Infor model. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kevin Samuelson, who is the CEO of Infor. And this is a company about $3 billion, about 17,500 employees. And they're doing something different because of their deep expertise in problem solving. So I want to ask you, as this is a very fast-moving world you're in right now, and you are constantly helping customers, and actually your background was, you know, a CFO, what keeps you up at night?
Oh, gosh. Well, that list is pretty long. But I guess I'd point at a couple of different things. One, and one of the things perhaps I didn't expect to be as profound as it was, because I've, like everyone, kind of moved up over the ranks over time. But all of a sudden, when you become CEO, and for me, the well-being of almost 18,000 people all over the world takes on a very, very different significance. And especially, I became CEO just as we were entering the pandemic. And so, above all else, I mean, we want to succeed financially. We want to help our customers succeed. But there is this importance around employees that I don't know that has ever been at the level that's been now. And so, I'm up at night just trying to think about how do we keep allowing employees to succeed and help our customers succeed and make Infor an amazing place to work. The second area that I'm also focused on is, and you've touched on this, companies and customers are seeing unbelievable amounts of change. And how can we be agile and focused enough to be the best possible partner? And when customers sign up with an ERP vendor like us, it's usually for 10 or 20 years. So how can we best deploy our resources to help our customers succeed quickly, but also succeed over the long term? So thematically, those are the two things I spend most of my time on.
You talk a lot about everything's built around customer satisfaction. And what everyone wants to know is, what is the future in, call it a B2B world of customer experience? We know Amazon reinvented the B2C customer experience. But in the B2B world, what are your thoughts and what is Infor specifically doing on elevating the customer experience for your customers' customers?
Historically, the way that our market has worked is once every 10 or 20 years, companies go through this massive transformation with technology. And it's one huge change. It's hugely disruptive. They've got to reexamine every process. I don't think that works anymore in today's world. I think the way that our technology will work and customers and their customers will benefit most is a much more targeted approach to say, what are our biggest challenges? How do we deploy technology when needed and as needed at those specific challenges, drive improvement, iterate, and then move on to the next challenge? So making our software much more bite-sized, much more easy to consume, I think both benefits customers and certainly benefits end markets for our customers.
The future for Infor.
Just keep doing what we're doing and doing more of it. It's an incredible time in our market. This move from client server to SaaS, while it's taken other markets much more quickly to get to the cloud, it's taken ERP much longer. We've spent billions of dollars in rewriting our products for the cloud because they're so complex. And customers' comfort deploying those in the cloud is still not nearly where it should be. So the opportunity for us is huge. It's a $100 billion market. And every time there's a big change like this, leadership also changes. And so we're pretty hungry to be one of these different makers that challenges the market, disrupts the status quo, and then comes out of this as a clear leader in all of enterprise software.
And there you have it. What is the website if a CEO wants to learn more about Infor?
It's just infor.com.
We're about to take a commercial break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Kevin Samuelson, who is the CEO of Infor. This is an ERP software company, but they do things differently because they are so deeply involved. I think you're the one company who is, let's say, 50% industry expertise, 50% software. Everyone leans another way, but that's what I've always been so impressed with, and so many CEOs have even mentioned that about your company. I want to ask you now, post-pandemic, you know, our world has changed. Let's talk about, first, this acquisition that occurred in 2020, and then we're going to go more into your leadership philosophy.
We did go through a pretty extraordinary sequence of events in kind of 2019 and 2020. And it actually started earlier than that. It started in 2017. We got a call from Koch Industries, this $100 billion-plus revenue company that's private. And they called because they used our software in one of their divisions, and it went really, really well. And they called and said, we'd love to invest in you. You can imagine this is not a common occurrence to get a call from a customer that wanted to invest. And we learned more about them and said, great, come on board. And so they did make an investment, and they joined our board. And we learned a lot collectively. But then in 2020, as you mentioned, they actually came and said, we like what you guys are doing so much. We actually want to own you outright. And so they went and acquired Infor and now own 100% of our company. And it's been an extraordinary transformation. Most folks don't know a ton about Koch Industries, but they're not just large and they're not just private, but they're successful in a whole bunch of different areas. They're one of the largest producers of glass. They're one of the largest producers of pulp and paper products and building products through Georgia-Pacific, electronics for cars through Molex. So they're this very diversified company that's had extraordinary success by thinking and acting over the long term. And so that's changed everything for us. If you listen to software earnings calls, you'll hear companies talk over and over again about what they sold in any quarter, and that moves the stock price, which is what motivates folks. But as I mentioned earlier, companies are scared of buying our software because once they buy it, then they have to go through the implementation. So this has allowed us to think longer term and focus not on what we can sell, but how we can make customers successful. And we've got an owner that wants us to think longer term. So it's been hugely impactful for all of Infor.
And I have to say, it seems a perfect match because Koch is unlike any business as well. And I've done work, with interviewing like their CFO, who's Steve, terrific. But they are so smart and so thoughtful, but they have these expertise like you do in all of the industries. So it's like a great marriage in a sense. Any insights to CEOs who might be going through an acquisition or M&A?
We've acquired a lot of companies. So we've been on the acquiring end and bought about 70 companies over the last 20 years. So it was a pretty extraordinary experience being on the other side of that. And if I give one piece of advice, it's stay open-minded. I think all of us kind of have operated a certain way, especially those of us that have spent a lot of time in a company. And you can imagine for a software company to be acquired by a huge kind of industrial magnate, there was a lot of questions and we wondered, gosh, would what they do work for a software company? And I think we were able to really accelerate our growth and really accelerate our success by leaning into a lot of what Coke did that was unique. And I think that served us really, really well, but it wasn't easy. And so being open to change is a big deal, and I'd certainly suggest that to anyone who's going through an acquisition.
It's great advice. Let's talk about you personally, your leadership philosophy. Talk about what you do post-pandemically, how you've been leading. You've been with the organization since 2002, so 20 years already, but you've been leading for several years since 2019.
One of the kind of things that's been curious to me is, you know, the more I've kind of been promoted, and certainly when I was promoted to CEO, every meeting that I walk into, everyone sort of defers to me, which at some level makes sense. But if you think about our business model, and our business model is all about being extraordinarily expert in a few key industries, the power of that model doesn't sit with me. In fact, most everyone in a room I'm in knows a lot more about these industries or our technology than I do. And so a lot of how I think about leading is how do we create an environment where people, regardless of where they sit in an org structure, are empowered to really bring their best knowledge, challenge our thinking so we can get to the best outcome. And while that seems sort of obvious, it does seem like it's almost an antithetical idea in business. Everyone is so focused on hierarchy and focused on being right. So we spent a lot of time thinking about how do we create an environment where it's more comfortable to challenge, where we want the best idea regardless of where it's from. And I think that's really at the heart of what we do.
When you think about all of the changes and transformations you're going through, a lot of companies are creating new roles post-pandemic to help them be more, a word you used before, agile. What's your thoughts on that, and has Infor done that at all?
We've done that a lot. And again, it is largely a result of the pandemic, because customers need our solutions, and they need them much more quickly, and they need value much faster than they ever have before. And so we took a long, hard look at how we operate and how the industry operated, again, with the benefit of being able to think long term. And we did change a number of things. Probably the most profound is we've moved away from sort of the traditional software model of we have a sales team, then they sell something, and then they go off and do something else. And then we have an implementation team, and then they show up and implement. And then we have an R&D team. And each of these different areas has their own sets of priorities historically, which creates a lot of friction and challenges for customers. So we did shift to a model where everyone in our organization is striped by a very specific end market. So if you're in our healthcare team, you've got a team of experts across all those different capabilities that approaches a customer and approaches a healthcare problem as one specific unit and really focuses on collaborating around what's the best end state outcome for a customer. So that resulted in both structural change, but also a massive amount of change in how we just think about approaching the market and interfacing with customers.
And you're known for having a great culture. Talk about what's at the core of that.
We're very, very lucky in that because we're so different in how we think about the market and how we're owned, and that allows us to attract a set of folks that probably are quite unique. And I think the uniquenesses are a few. One is humility. Again, that's sort of cliche, but I mentioned earlier that's what I believe is our key to success. And most people would probably say broadly in technology doesn't necessarily attract the most humble folks. But the idea of working as a team and really going forth with the best idea, regardless of where it's from, is integral to us.
There you have it. Great having you on the CEO show, Kevin.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Robert. I appreciate it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.